Hi, brothers and sisters. A blessed day to you. The Lord is with us, and His grace and mercy are sufficient for us daily. Therefore, in Him, we are redeemed and can seek refuge from the things of the world. However, it is undeniable that we will still have recurring fear, worries, and struggles. These are areas that, when left and not dealt with in truth, will become a deeper spiritual wound over time. Only when we are spiritually healed will we be able to receive the convictions of the Holy Spirit and understand the way God wants to lead us. So today, no matter what circumstances we are in, God wants us to first heal our spirit, then will the doors of gospel open up for us. But how can we receive healing? Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." Many times, our greatest problem is unbelief or not having a need for Jesus. But it is only through Jesus that we can receive healing. Now firstly, let us understand what a spiritual problem means. The moment we come to this world, our spirit is filled with sins. Therefore, we are not able to see, hear, or understand God's unconditional love. That is why we try to seek love from people, love from the world, and pursue our personal benefits, not being conscious or sensitive to God's purpose for our lives. This brings about a need for something or anything, like a career, family, partner, and even worshipping idols. However, we seek all things but God Himself. This is the state of man's spiritual problem. We want to resolve problems quickly, serve in more tasks, see some miracles, gain some positive experiences, but we do not really see a need in getting the Holy Spirit's conviction above all that. So our worries may be many, but it all stems from not needing the one and only Jesus. With this, and only adding on our own desires, will not allow us to see God's presence, love, and blessings. Eventually, we will lose the strength from our spirit, not be able to manage our emotions, and affecting our ability to manage other areas of our lives as well, like household matters, family relationship, and more. So how then can we receive healing in our spirits? It has to first begin from realizing. Realization is the beginning. Our lives are constantly oppressed or tempted by Satan. Therefore, it is only by God's intervention that we can realize the state we are in. So once the Lord has intervened in our lives, we will realize three things. Firstly, we are unable to resolve our spiritual problems by our own strength. Secondly, we will realize who the master of our lives is, that is Jesus, and turn to Him. Finally, after realizing, we will understand why is there a need for relying on the one and only Jesus Christ. Many of man's pain, hurts, and empty pursuits are when they do not realize what their actual spiritual problem is, so they end up attacking or hitting the wrong spot. Next, after realizing where we fall short, God's absolute and unchanging truth will slowly be revealed to us. The truth is, no matter how weak we are, God's love does not leave us. No matter how bad our conditions may be, God still calls us to His promises. Therefore, we need to confirm this to soften the grounds of our heart and receive the healing of the gospel. However, after receiving the promises and the truth, we have to keep going back to reflect where God's blessings lie. Is it merely in some good results we are awaiting? Some kind of outcome we desire? A majority or typical way of success or goodness? Now, often our pain comes from thinking that I have already prayed, but why is my situation still like this? Why is my suffering unresolved? But the reason God lets certain things remain may be many. It could be to uproot certain idols or fake ideals in our hearts and minds, parts that are infected or diseased by the influences or pressures of the world around us, or it could be to let the process become our testimony, become means to bless our spiritual growth and walk with the Lord. So we need to seek, test, and approve God's emphasis in certain seasons of our lives. Finally, as we continue reflecting on God's works over time, the process will cause it to become a natural part of us. As 1 Corinthians 13 verse 6 says, "Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth." As we become more in sync with God's heartbeat, we will delight lesser in what we used to see as good, but in what is in line with God's truth. For example, we may used to often think about how to earn more money, but now, instead, we are seeing more of God's provision and how we can more willingly give what we have to those around us, like treating a brethren to a meal and have a heart-to-heart talk or more. When testing and affirming God's truth becomes a second nature to us, we will realize that we can more quickly and precisely discover God's love and peace. So this is the process of how we may gradually receive healing in our spirit. As our spirits are being healed, there will be evidences. What are the evidences? That we will love God, love God's word, receive the Holy Spirit's conviction more clearly, and have more burden for men. Whatever we think and do will come from a God-driven perspective, a mindset that comes from our love for the Lord. The result of loving God is that we will focus lesser on our issues, but understand that all our past, present, and even our moments in the future has God's reason and perfect will. This is the assurance and evidence of spiritual healing. No matter what situations or people we are faced with, we do not just act out in anger, frustration, fear, but go back to seek the Holy Spirit's leading. One who can manage their spirit by relying on the Lord is the one who can truly manage all other areas of their lives, and thus leading to being able to evangelize and minister to others. Therefore, brothers and sisters, the Lord wants to heal our spirits today and every day. Spiritual healing is the source of all blessings. May the Lord continue to work in us with His healing works, causing us to rely on the Holy Spirit more and more to rid the unbeliefs within and to enjoy the provision and joy in the Lord. God bless.